who'll be in charge of Aboriginal and Islander affairs in a Turnbull government. Senator Nigel Scullion may stay as Indigenous Affairs Minister, but he's in the outer ministry. Tony Abbott always said Indigenous questions were his responsibility inside the Cabinet itself. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Gooder, wants Malcolm Turnbull to confirm that the Coalition will still go ahead with a referendum in May 2017. Mick Gooder says he's happy to continue working with Nigel Scullion, but has also suggested considering the Aboriginal MP Ken Wyatt for the job. He spoke to Anna Henderson.
Everyone in Australia right now is waiting to see what happens over the next week or so with the new cabinet, whether there's going to be any different machinery of government arrangements.
Do you feel like Nigel Scullion should remain in the portfolio?
Oh, look, it's not up to us to, or me in particular, to determine, make any comment like that. I have a good working relationship with Minister Scullion. We have robust discussions. We have really frank discussions. I'd like to see that continue. But whether Minister Scullion remains in his place is really a matter for the Prime Minister now. We do have an Indigenous Member of Parliament, and while maybe there could be something radical and he could be Aboriginal Affairs Minister if there's to be a change.
So at this point, do you feel like a change of leader might actually be a game changer in a positive way?
I don't know. I understand Malcolm Turnbull has been very positively talking about constitutional reform. Again, it's a wait and see over the next week or so where we can make contact with his office to start working out where we stand with constitutional recognition. I hope we just maintain the same timetable. You know, we've been at it now for, I've been at it the whole time I've been in this job, you know, getting on to 6 years of work. A lot of other people have been the same or even longer. We've now got a timetable. We agreed with the Prime Minister and the opposition leader about, you know, early 2017. I think we should stick to that timetable, and I'd like to see a commitment from the new Prime Minister to that effect, really, that he's committed to it, that we've got a process in place, and that should just continue.
Now, you heard Malcolm Turnbull's first remarks when he was elected by his party to the role of Prime Minister. Among them, he was talking about a more collegiate way of operating. Did you read anything into that for his engagement with Indigenous Australians?
Well, when he talks about respecting the intelligence of the Australian community, I think he has to understand that and respect the intelligence within the Aboriginal community, that we do want to work through the problems that face us and face the country. I just hope that we're not just brushed to one side when this conversation happens with the new Prime Minister. As a matter of fact, there'll be people who will be very upfront about that we need this new relationship, we need proper engagement, where both sides are respected, because that's the only way anything is going to change with our mob. Imposed solutions without the engagement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will work for a little while, but they won't produce sustainable results. And that's a message, again, I will be giving to the Prime Minister's office when I get the chance.
Mick Gooder speaking to Anna Henderson.